This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
All right, welcome to the finally Friday edition of Party Line here. Let's thank our sponsors to start off with. We've got BooneCountyDailyNews.com, TC Trailers, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Kepps, your Edward Jones advisor, Big Deals, save money right now, and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Also, Encompass Credit Union, Welty Custom Exteriors, Vierks Fine Jewelry, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. And our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, always made possible by Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Wilson Farm Market, Ye Olde Spirit Shop, Probite Computers, 51 West Event Center, BCS in Michigan Town, Genda Funeral Home, and Albuquerque's in Flora. I'm Kevin here on a finally Friday. I think I've got Melissa Miller in the northeastern part of Clinton County. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good to hear you. I thought we were supposed to have Bill this morning, but I may have misunderstood that. I'm not for sure. Or Bill just might walk in at 8:45. You know how Bill is.
Yeah, definitely.
So we are supposed to have Clinton County Sheriff Rich Kelly on today, and I've reached out to he and his wife, Ashley, and I've not heard anything back yet, but Ken is going to a school safety commission meeting this morning, and I think Sheriff Kelly usually goes to those two, so we may not get Sheriff Kelly today.
Yeah, and I wondered that between that and the road conditions and everything, they've been pretty busy. So
So we'll take what we can get there. If not, we've got plenty to talk about. My gosh, I did a little. You know, sometimes your best show prep comes from your life. You know, it's just. Just tell the listeners about your day. It'll be entertaining. They'll feel sorry for you. It'll be a beautiful thing. So we'll decide where we want to go with this. I've got a few people lined up to give us a call, too, including Mary Lynn Peter, who's going to give us a call around 8:45 to talk about.
Good. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. She's going to do the winter version of the Farmers Market, which starts a week from Saturday on the 4th of February.
Right.
So she's going to tell us a little bit about that. And I've got a few other local topics I want to talk about, and we'll have plenty of time to do that, and we'll jump into that here shortly after we check the Skywatch weather forecast. Let's go ahead and do that now.
All you good people, please lend an ear. Your friend, the weatherman, is here. The news he's got may make you sad, but with the weather you take the good with the bad. If it helps you feel better, complain. You can't escape because it's gonna rain.
Well, there you go. I think that pretty much spells it out. Now, there is a chance of snow first, okay? We'll get the rain later. Just a slight chance of snow, and I don't know about you, but I'm done with the snow. particularly when it iced over.
It doesn't bother me.
No, it's just the ice. It really, once it freezes, man, it's everything's a slick spot, you know?
It's the cold temperatures, though, the wind.
Yeah,
what, I mean, I can take all of it except we get this wind. And we're going to have it again today. It's already breezy out there now.
Yes. Yes, it is. Well, they call it blustery at the National Weather Service. So does Winnie the Pooh, if you watch the old Winnie the Poohs.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Yeah, it's just flat out windy, breezy. So today we'll have maybe a chance of snow mixing with rain after 4 o'clock this afternoon. Wouldn't that be fun? Increasing clouds.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to warm back up, though. That's good.
Yeah, it's going to get above freezing. We got 35 for the high today. It's 16 now, so we're going to double that. Tonight, there's a slight chance of rain and snow showers early this evening. Then a slight chance of rain overnight. We'll see a low at around 26, and tomorrow, cloudy and a high up to 40. That'll help. And then Saturday night, showers are likely, low 34. Sunday, scattered rain with the high 39. And Monday, the high is only going to be 25, and then Monday night it gets down to 10. And I'm not going to read anything after that because it looks like every daytime high next week is 25.
Yeah.
So it's going to get cold.
We knew it was coming.
Yeah. You know, it's going to drop below freezing like sometime tomorrow, and it won't be above freezing until at least Thursday.
Yeah.
So it's going to be cold. You better get your gloves and your toboggans and your heavy jackets if you've not got those out yet.
Did you see the wind chills this morning?
No, I have not seen those.
Well, out here where I'm at and towards Kokomo, we were in the negative number.
Oh, my goodness.
Negative one wind chill.
Yeah, everything's so flat out there, and the wind doesn't have anything to break it or stop it. And you guys, here in town, it's cold, too, you know.
Yeah,
with that
but
wind.
We don't have the buildings and the concrete and all that stuff to absorb some of the heat and put it back out when it gets that cold. So
Well, you know, anytime you get below 10 degrees, I don't know that you can tell much of a difference. I know when we had the minus 58 wind chills about a month ago, that was interesting, you know.
Yeah, to say the least.
Everything froze so quickly, including my nose hairs. So 16 now from your official weather station, WILO. Okay, first and foremost, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, of course, there's plenty to do, and I won't pull out the PSA page, but a good friend of mine, Greg, he listens to Party Line. He and his wife are retired, and a lot of times they just drive around North Central Indiana in a camper and find places to camp and just enjoy the retired life. And they love to find little fairs and festivals and things to go to have a good time and, you know, just kill some time on the weekends. And one thing they're doing, I forgot that it's this Saturday night in Frankfort at the Eagles Club. They are having a Tom Petty tribute band, which is called Southern Accents. And, of course, that's the name of a Tom Petty album. And that's going to be tomorrow night at the Frankfort Eagles Club. And Billy Burge with the Eagles told me about this group about a month ago. And I thought they were coming in February. That's why I hadn't talked about it. But it is Saturday. And when he told me about this, I'm a big Petty fan, you know, as I know you are too.
Sure.
And so I YouTubed this group, and oh my goodness, if you get a chance, YouTube Southern Accents, that's the name of the group, a Tom Petty tribute band, and they're good, very, very good. And they're going to be at the Frankfort Eagles tomorrow night. It's open to the public, too. So if you're looking for something to do, and thank you, Greg, for giving me the heads up on that, because I just about forgot that. Or I thought it was in February.
Yeah, that's
really cool. Yeah. So, you know, the thing is, every Saturday night, I live sort of close to the Eagles, and I'll drive past the Eagles, and, I mean, they are packed. When they have something going on, it's just packed, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's because they do a good job with it. They, you know, they make it family-friendly, too, for the right times, and they do a lot of good. I'm not just saying that because they sponsor our sports, either, on WILO.
The Eagles have been very active for several decades.
Yes. You know, everyone I talk to who's older in the Frankfort area, they always refer to the Eagles. They were a member, or them and their husband used to go all the time and were members. And, you know, it was and sometimes still is the thing to do.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, the little part we don't talk about, but they've got pretty cheap drinks, too, adult drinks. Let's not kid ourselves, okay?
Right.
That's part of the allure.
Part of the draw.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but they do a lot of good in the community.
Man, they do, yeah.
They've got good food there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it seems like every time there's a baseball team or a football team, a little league or something that needs some pads or jerseys or something, they just cut a check and make it happen. You know, they don't ask too many questions. And that's pretty awesome. And they do a lot behind the scenes, too. So The good group of folks there. And if you can, maybe support them tomorrow night. Speaking of supporting, man, I had a blast yesterday at the remote at the library.
Did you end up moving inside because of the weather?
I'm always inside. They've got a nice little spot there at the library for me. When you first walk in, I've got a nice little corner there they put me in.
Well, you had talked before we knew what the weather was going to be about being outside in the fresh air.
Yeah, yeah. No, I chose to stay inside. It was pretty chilly. It was pretty chilly.
I kind of figured you would.
And that was the opening night for the Sideways Stories from Wayside School. And I don't know if you got a chance to listen to any of that remote, Melissa, but every break except for one, I interviewed four or five kids per break who were in this show. And I don't have to tell you, when you stick a microphone in a kid's face, you get all kinds of funny answers. And when you're having fun, it makes it go fast too. You know, time flies when you're having fun. So gosh, I don't even know where to start on the people. I know Rachel Milburn. I also saw your niece last night. She and I waved, Jill. We waved at each other. And Jamie Pratt, the Center Township Trustee of Clinton County, sponsored our broadcast. We were out there and just had a good time. Last night was their opening show at 7:30, and then it'll be 7:30 tonight too, and also 7:30 Saturday night. And then if you're looking for something to do tomorrow afternoon, at 2 o'clock is what they call the matinee. So you have that as an option of something to do. Again, it's 7:30 each night at Skanta Theater, and you can still buy tickets for $7 at myfcpl.org or by calling 654-8746. But Rachel Milburn and a couple of the names I wrote down, Ryland, Annabelle, Chloe, Ben, they were all there. Kennedy, Juliana, Tabby, Louise, they were all there, and we had a good time with them. And I got to talk to Rachel Milburn a couple times. And the cool thing about this, Melissa, is they have, this time they've got merchandise for this show. So they've got merch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So
that's cool.
Yeah. And they had, like, a couple shirts, I think maybe some hat options. But they had this photographer come in professionally and do some professional photographs for the crew. The cast and crew, and that's it, it. Boy, some of the quality is just excellent. So they've got picture books you can buy. The parents can go online and get professional shots of their kids. So that's pretty cool there. I'm going to put Mary Lynn Peter on hold and grab this first call before we talk to Mary Lynn. And this is in reference to the Eagles. Good morning.
Well, this is in reference to the Eagles. To the Moose Lodge here in Frankfurt. I'm familiar with it or not. We are the oldest lodge in the world, but also we're 130 years old.
I'm having a hard time.
So we have a lot of stuff going on out there. It's all about the kids at Moose Heart and the seniors at Moose Haven in Florida. But you're talking about events. February 11th, we're having what they call Last Man Standing. We're going to give away over $6,000. And the band is called the Piano Man. We're looking at 400 to 500 people will be there. So I want to throw that in.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you.
Frankfurt. And what? This is the oldest one in the world.
And this is the Moose Lodge, right?
That's right.
Okay. You were cutting out at the beginning there, and I couldn't hear exactly where you were. Okay.
East side of town. I see you're getting ready to talk to Mary Lynn.
Yeah.
I see her all the time at an event. So.
Yeah. Well, thanks for all you guys do, too. I sure like the Moose Lodge. I know you guys do a lot of good. And this is the oldest Moose Lodge in the world,
right? We are
right?
The oldest continuous Moose Lodge in the world. We're Moose Lodge number 7.
Isn't that what awesome?
Yeah.
The difference, too, is 1 through 6 at one time, depression went out of business, which they've all been reinstated again, of course. But that recognizes that because we are. We're 130 years old.
Man, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, give us a call when we get a little closer to that event. We'll talk a little bit more about that.
Yep, February 11th.
All right. Thank you very much for the call.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a great day and good weekend. All right. Thank you very much. I'm glad he finally came through there at the end because he was cutting out a little bit.
Yeah, and I had thought about reaching out to them because my dad was a member of the Moose.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent a lot of time there growing up. There in the country club.
Yeah. I've heard more than a handful of people tell me that we have the oldest Moose Lodge in the world internationally.
Yep.
I thought that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
At least on planet Earth. Mary Lynn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, I wanted you to give us a call. You and I have been talking a little bit off the air, and we were going to have you call in next week, and we still will, to keep it top of mind for the winter farmers market. But I thought, let's talk just a little bit today about it, too, to give people a week to prepare maybe for it, and maybe see what you've got up your sleeve, if there's anything super special. So if you would, just take it from the top and tell us the who, what, when, where, and why.
Well, I've been kind of dormant since the tree lighting festival.
Right?
Hibernating, I guess.
Sure.
So I'm thinking, you know, we need to keep doing this just to keep it going. And so I got on Facebook and I said, you know, how many people would be interested in doing something for the farmers market? Not every Saturday during the winter, but, you know, twice a month, once a month, whatever. And I got a lot of feedback back, and they said, yeah, that'd be great. Most of them were in for once a month. I said, okay, well, we can do that if I can find a place.
Mm-hmm.
Since we don't charge for people to set up, I don't, there's no fee for them. I was kind of hoping I could just find some place, you know, that wouldn't charge
me. Volunteer,
well,
yeah.
Crystal Reichert from the Bankable Building reached out to me. She said, I would love to have you guys there.
Oh.
She's got a nice, big, open space. When you first go in the building, just go climb up the steps, and there you are. And it's a nice, big, open space. It's got a restroom there. It's got a little place for, you know, like anyone needs electrical. So that's where we're going to have it, at the Bankable Building. It'll be the first Saturday of every month. Through May, then we'll take a hiatus June and July, and then start back out Veterans Park in August.
Okay, so you'll take the summer off, which I know initially sounds like, what are you thinking? But I think that makes a lot of sense because there's a lot going on. Plus, it gives them the vendors a break to kind of do some other things or just take a break. You know,
right.
Well, right. How awesome is it that Crystal just volunteered that space? I mean,
that was very nice of her. I was all excited about that, and it's local. I mean, it's a place where we can go, and people can reach it really easy. Kyle Bruton from Good Time Professional Audio, he's going to be there to entertain us with some music background. Big Country Barbecue is going to be set up outside for anyone who gets hungry. They can get him some awesome barbecue or gumbo or whatever he wants to sell that day.
Yeah. So what kind of vendors are you looking for, Mary Lynn? What are you hoping to have show up?
I've got probably about 15 so far signed up. They're homemade crafts, handmade items, baked goods. I've got candies. I've got, textiles, just candles, all kinds of homemade things that are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Wreaths, probably have some wreaths.
Oh, yeah. It is that time. Well,
yeah, it's so exciting. I'm excited because I have a lot of new ones.
I love that.
From summer, you know, I had basically the same ones, which are great, and they're going to be there, too. I've got, I think my tie-dye lady's going to be there selling her tie-dye shirts. But I've had a lot of people that reached out that are new, and they're going to be there, and hopefully they'll stay through the summer, too.
Well, you know, the more variety you have, the better it'll be for everybody and for the people who come, and they can do some things and maybe even get inspired and come back and set up their own little booth.
Yeah. I'll take it all. I don't do flea market things. I don't want store-bought items, you know, 20 items of the same little thing or something. But
right.
It's all handmade. That's what a farmer's market's all about.
Mm-hmm.
and then when we start back up in August, we'll have our produce people and our veggies when they're ready. Of course, they won't be ready until about that time anyway. So let's just keep it going as far as this goes. And
I think it's good to keep the awareness and at least do something, you know, once or twice a month over the wintertime. Because it does give us something to do, and it gives them a chance to make a little money. And you're not hibernating on the couch anymore. And
no, well, I got to watch my gun smoke once in a while.
So. Yeah, now, I saw you on Facebook last night. You saw an episode yesterday where there was a guy from Frankfort, an actor?
Yep, Charles Aidman was on there. He's another actor from Frankfort besides Will Gear, and I guess there's another one that Don Henderson mentioned.
Yeah, I saw
that.
We
have three actors from Frankfort that are pretty popular that go on there.
I'd seen Charles Aidman on a couple things before I'd moved to Frankfort and knew that he was from here, so I was aware of that actor. And, of course, Will Gear, a lot of people know him, but... yeah, it's kind of interesting. If you go back and read up on Will and him and their time in Frankfort, it's very interesting.
I like to point out all these actors that are on there that are young. You know, like Harrison Ford was on it when he was young, and Leslie Nielsen was on the other day. But he played a bad guy.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
that was different. But anyway, the farmers market's gonna be first Saturday of every month from 9 to 1. So we need everyone out there and support these local vendors and these craftspeople that, you know, that's what they do. Some of them, it's a side job for them. Others, that's what they do for a living.
Right.
So let's get support for them and get them out there and get known.
Is that the best way to get involved with this, Mary Lynn, is just reach out to you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get a hold of me on Facebook. I'll answer anybody.
All right. Well, I want to switch over to one more thing, and you don't have to talk details about it or anything, but when you mentioned it yesterday on Facebook, I had already seen a couple posts the day before of people who had got their veteran gas bills.
Oh, my gosh.
And I saw your post, and I had to tell my girlfriend to delete her post because she was probably going to get arrested. And so every single person I've talked to, Mary Lynn, says that their veteran bill is like doubled or went up 150%.
Yeah.
And now they have these charges for like delivery and all these little surcharges and stuff. So that was going to be a topic here on Party Line. If somebody has also noticed, they could call in and I'll give them a place to bitch, I guess. I don't know.
Right. Well, see, my budget bill was always $81 a month. And then in July, this is when they recalculate, they told me it was going to be $289 or something like that a month.
That's quite a jump.
Yeah. I'm on Social Security. Sorry. I'm not going to pay that during the summer months and it's months when we don't use our furnace. So I thought, well, I'll gamble and just pay the higher one during the winter. You know,
yeah, the three months in the winter or whatever.
Three months. But when I got my bill the other day, it was $308, and 100 of it was a delivery fee.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, this isn't right. My blood pressure went up the whole bit.
Yeah.
So I messaged them asking about it. I did get an answer, and I posted it on Facebook what they said.
Mm-hmm.
The more gas you use, the more they have to deliver. Does that mean they're double charging me now?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
To use the gas, but they're also charging me
to bring
the gas again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's like you get charged double for one trip.
Right, and yeah. I have a niece that's on they're on budget for $81, but they added on a delivery fee to them, so their budget is 100 and something now.
Oh, no. This is not, I don't think it's going to be sustainable, but did you see my comment? I kind of stand by this. You could charge whatever you want if you're like the only game in town.
Right.
If there's like three crappy options, you got to grab the least crappiest one.
Right.
You know?
There's something not right. I mean, we're being charged double is what we're doing. And I don't ever... This is Centerpoint now. It's not Veteran.
Not Veteran, right.
I don't remember Veteran doing this. And of course, I get all my bills online, so I don't have any paper copies. I'm going to have to go through all my deleted ones and bring 5,000 some deleted emails up and check them again. So
we're also on CenterPoint, but I saw where somebody who had brought up Vectren had done the same thing on their
guest
delivery. Vectren
switched over to CenterPoint.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Right. I still call it Vectren.
People still call it, that's what threw me off. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they still call it Vectren, but it's actually CenterPoint now.
Yeah.
But we're getting charged double for the gas. Is what we say, the more gas you use, the more we have to deliver to you. Okay, but I'm using that gas. Why
yeah, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make
Quite
sense.
For it.
who did you reach out to, Mary Lynn?
They had a, on the bill, is a contact thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
was
I
it
just
phone
clicked on
or
the
email?
Contact thing. It was an email.
Okay.
So
I may have to do that too on our bill and maybe reach out and see if I could get a representative to come here and we'll put them in the hot seat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want to know what
I'd really like
going
to know
on.
About this delivery charge because isn't it through the pipelines?
Yes. And and you get your gas through the pipeline. So
yeah, so it's not like they're actually driving out there and delivering it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is the delivery to their place.
Are you on LP? And I said, no, I'm not on LP. I'm in town.
Yeah, this is the delivery to their place. It's not even them coming out. And if they charge everyone $100, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, we digress. And we'll see you. We'll see you next Friday.
Now you got my blood pressure back up again.
I know. I'm sorry about that, Mary Lynn. Go take your blood pressure medication with Carl Lane. All right. We'll talk to you next Friday then, Mary Lynn.
Yep.
All right. Have a great week.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back. And Melissa, I'm happy to report we do have Clinton County Sheriff Rich Kelly. And he is coming up next here on Wylo's Party Line.